Hi, everybody. It's Diane with the Someone Gets Me podcast. And today we're going to talk about the 7 basic human needs for great emotional well-being and mental health and just feeling great about your life. This is especially important for talented and sensitive people. You empaths out there really need these 7 basic needs. So let's get started. Number 1, the need to give and receive attention. Now, that doesn't mean being a drama queen or getting attention-seeking behavior. What it does mean is attending to, taking care of, paying attention to things, not only giving and attending to others, but most importantly, being able to receive. Receiving and taking, obviously, are 2 different things. So it's not about globbing on and getting everything you need. It's more about being able to receive what is offered and freely give. The higher way to think about it would be freely given, freely received. So if you're a giver and you're not so good at receiving, that's a place to really work on. If you're a receiver and you take, and people are always giving to you, you might want to look at ways you can also give and share. Because that perfect flow of giving and receiving, the opposite sides of the same thing. That's the perfect balance for very good well-being. Number 2 is taking heed of your mind, body, spirit, emotion connections. Understanding that your spiritual self, your mental self, your emotional self, and your physical self are all intertwined. Everything affects everything. You cannot think a thought without it affecting your body. Negative thoughts lower your immune system. They create pain. It's all kinds of things. Same thing with being lazy, I guess is the best word, sitting around all the time and being a couch potato. It affects the way you think and the way you feel. If you don't meditate enough or you're not getting yourself connected to nature, it can affect everything. So it's very important to really take heed to the importance of your mental self. What are you thinking about? What are your belief systems? What's going on in your mind? How are you feeling? What's happening in your emotions? And are you honoring them? What about your physical being, your body? Are you exercising? Are you moving? Are you hydrated? And also your physical environment. How is the feel of your home, of your car, of your workspace? What about where you live? Is it the right area of the globe for you? And also, of course, your spiritual well-being, which has to do with being connected and free and part of the greater good. All of these things interplay with each other. No part of us is completely independent. And so when in a world where it's easy to feel that way, it's not how it is at all. We really want to pay attention to all of who we are from the inside out. Number 3 is the need for purpose and goals and meaning. Yes, meaning. All of us are here on purpose with a purpose. We have meaning in our lives, and it's important to cultivate it. As smart and sensitive and talented people and people with overexcitabilities, it's important to be very connected to our meaning so that we can make sure that we're on track. We need to have goals and things we're reaching for and stretching for, knowing it's not the end. There is no end. There is no finish line. But there are mile markers. There's places to celebrate. There's things to rejoice about along the way. And of course, living our purpose. What is your purpose? Do you know what it is? Mine is to teach and heal, and they're kind of the same thing. And so a story that I told the other day to a group that I was speaking to was that I know that my purpose in life and my meaning comes from sharing ideas and inspiring people. And that has taken many forms over the time of my life, from listening to friends when I was younger, to taking classes in school to learn about how people worked, to being fascinated by psychology and how things work within a person, to teaching preschool even, to teaching sports and athletics and sailing, to learning about myself, to working in a hospital emergency room, to learning about healthy ways to heal, like herbal healing and other kinds of healing that are more natural with vitamins and supplements, and learning about Bikram yoga and other yoga, and learning about exercise. All of these things are part of my mission of inspiration and healing and teaching. And yet they're very vastly different in different areas. But the common theme is healing and teaching. It's amazing how it works. And it shows up differently in my life. Like today, I'm on a podcast, I write books, I teach seminars, and I engage with people who are bright and sensitive and very overexcitable, and help them really stay grounded and rooted and focused. I've also taught school. I've worked in a mental health facility. I've run substance abuse centers. I've done groups and individual work and all kinds of things. But the core purpose, the core meaning, is to inspire and educate. So over your lifetime, your purpose remains the same. What brings you meaning is the same central core. And it will look very different as you evolve and grow and change. So understand that your same core is one thing, and there's many expressions, and there's no wrong answer. The question is the expression you're choosing working for you or not? So that's a thing to think about, right? So number four is about being connected to something greater than yourself. You're not as great as the can opener you need to open that can. It's greater than you in the moment, right? Also, it has to do with something greater and bigger, as in nature, as in the divine, the universe, all the existential parts of us that are somehow greater than us, and really there's no words, but we feel it. It also has to do with being greater and on the physical realm, right? Like the big oak tree is bigger than me. And being connected to all that is. Like I race sailboats and I'm on the water a lot. I'm connected to the water and how beautiful it is, right? And I know and have great respect for nature and the power of water. It is bigger than myself and I am connected to it. Number five is the need for creativity and stimulation. This is a big one for bright and talented people and very sensitive people. I have several clients that are very creative. They're also very, very sensitive. It's easy to take on other people's energy. It's easy to feel what's going on around them. And they sometimes think it's theirs. And I have to remind them, it's not always theirs. So it's important to be creative and be stimulated in a way that serves you, whether it's music or art or movement or writing or cooking or sewing. There's so many ways to be creative. I have one client who's a playwright, but also a massage therapist and loves martial arts and is a brilliant business person, all in the same person. He allows his creativity to stimulate him and allows his great ideas to move him forward and inspire himself and those around him. So what are you creative about? And what stimulates you? And do you get enough of it? Maybe it's time to add a little bit of creativity, put a little spark in things so that then your juices can flow and you can even feel more excited and have much better well-being. Number six is the need to feel understood and also to be connected. So it's very important that we're understood. Thus the name of the podcast, Someone Gets Me. A lot of times creative and smart people walk around feeling like no one gets them. And then when I listen to them and I get them, they're so relieved. It's because I listen and I understand. It's also because I've invested my life in learning and being present and knowing how to be that understanding person. And it's about being connected, about being willing to engage, about being willing to be part of someone's life, and be willing to share your life with someone else. So in a world of apathy and anger and distress and grief, it's those of us that have that good mental health and that well-being that allows us to connect with others and be understood by them, and also to be that understanding person for others. So to be understood and to be understanding and to connect on all levels is critical here. Now there's connection with yourself, there's connection with others, and there's connection with the greater good. the universe, the divine, spirit, nature. All of those three kinds of connection are very important, especially if you want to have good well-being and a sense of joy and happiness. And number seven is having the need to feel that you are empowered in your life, that you have the power and the permission to move forward in the way that serves you the best. That means that you remember that you have free will and you have dominion, and you as a human being have the ability to make good decisions, and you are in charge of the outcome. Remember this, you are the cause of all the effects in your life. So if there's something going on or something you don't understand, it's important to look at it and remember that you too can make different choices, or maybe learn something, or maybe speak to a mentor or a coach or a trusted other person, and maybe they can shine a different light on it for you. Some of the beauty of being connected and having that sense of being in control of your life and having that sense of purpose and meaning, all of these things can bring you to a place where you're feeling empowered and happy, and you walk with a poise then and a confidence then that's different than when your well-being or your sense of emotional health is lacking a little. Now, we all go through ups and downs in life. Sometimes we're more connected than other times. It's perfectly okay. And it's important for us to remember that from the inside out, we want to act upon the world using an internal locus of control rather than an external locus of control. So how are you acting upon your world? Do you find yourself reacting more than you'd like to? Well, that would mean that maybe there's some connection that needs to be enhanced a little or maybe shifted. So if you want to have good emotional health and good mental health and a sense of well-being, no matter what's going on around you, the most important thing to do is take these seven things into consideration. And remember that they're all fluid. They work together. And each day, it's about allowing the best to come forward and emerge through you. So let's go over them quickly again to remind you here of exactly what we're doing. Number one is the need to give and receive attention. Again, it's not drama. It is about attending to your needs and your welfare and being able to give and receive that attending to others and allowing them to attend to you. Number two is paying attention to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual connection and how all parts of you work together. You're not an isolated brain and then an arm over here and an emotion over there. It's all intertwined. Number three is to be clear about your purpose, your goals, and your meaning. Who are you anyway? And you know you're here on purpose with a purpose. Are you living it? Are you clear about it? These are important things to have answers to. Number four is having a connection to something larger than yourself, nature, the universe, something spiritual, all of it. It's so important to feel connected. Number five is the need for creativity and to have stimulation in your life. Like, I love things like cooking and sewing and podcasting and writing and teaching. All of those stimulate me. They also are part of my creative expression. There's no wrong expression, only that you must have it flowing through you. Allow yourself to be creative. Allow yourself to be excited and stimulated by life. It serves your well-being that way. Number six is to feel understood and connected, meaning you understand others and you allow yourself to be understood, and you seek your tribe. You seek the people who understand you. And you allow yourself to be connected to yourself, the greater good, and others, which means you invest in relationships and you give to them and you allow others to give to you. Number seven is the need to have a sense of empowerment in your life, where you know that you have control of your destiny and you are in charge of your world and your life, of course, in concert with others. So all of these things work together for your emotional well-being. As sensitive and bright and talented people, you feel things more acutely and more strongly. That is what I do with my clients every day, is help them really get grounded and focused so that their overexcitabilities work for them rather than against them. It's amazing how it all works. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode today of the 7 basic needs for your great mental health and emotional well-being. In time right now and globally where people can be apathetic and angry and lacking in some well-being, I hope these 7 areas offer you some insight and some opportunity to develop and grow in areas so that your well-being is enhanced more and more every day. Because there is no finish line, remember that. It's always about being open and willing and allowing yourself to grow and be attended to. So until next time, remember to keep your face toward the sun, relax, and let the shadows fall behind you, because you are worth it.